Finally, this hour, the city of Stockton, California, has made national and even international news for all the wrong reasons.
This is the 56th homicide of the year here in Stockton. That unfortunately sets a new city record.
In Stockton, a greater proportion of people face the loss of their homes through foreclosure or repossession than anywhere else in America.
This is Stockton, California. It's number two on the Forbes list of the most miserable cities in the United States.
And now Stockton is teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. Against this endless string of bad news, one of the city's prized institutions is trying to address Stockton's problems. Tomorrow, the Stockton Symphony will premiere a piece commissioned from the noted Israeli composer Avner Dorman. Paul Conley of Capital Public Radio explains.
Ask the Stockton Symphony's executive director, Jane Kenworthy, about what role the symphony orchestra plays in modern society, and she has a quick response.
Our orchestras need to be embedded in the community and not sitting above it behind the concert hall doors.
So Kenworthy and the Stockton Symphony commissioned a work from Israeli composer Avner Dorman to address the city's longstanding cultural and racial divides.
He got it right away. You know, Avner's from Israel. My God, if there was ever a place where they're dealing with daily conflict and people who don't talk to each other, Israel's a place.
Dorman, whose works have been performed by major orchestras around the world, proposed writing a narrated piece for children based on a popular Israeli fairy tale called Uzu and Muzu from Kakaruzu.
Far, far away beyond the mountain, in the village of Kakaruzu, by the fountain.
It's the story of two brothers driven apart by a silly argument. They erect a wall between them down the middle of their house. Their descendants come to believe monsters live on the other sides. Generations later, a curious boy climbs the wall, only to discover there are no monsters, just another family like his.
But what's that? What's running over there? It's a girl?
Dorman asked the author, Ephraim Sidon, what his story was about.
And it was very interesting for me that he was like, you know, this story is about every family in the world. It's also about big politics. It's also about wars. Like, it leads to that. But, you know, you don't have to go far to find yourself in this story.
In November, Dorman came to Stockton for the first of two residencies. He visited several schools to test out samples of his work in progress.
And that's what the wall is all about. It defends us and keeps us in neighbor out. Woe to you, he then finished and said, if to the other side you will ever tread.
The fourth graders at Julia Morgan Elementary proved to be a tough audience.
Was that scary? No?
They have not learned how to lie nicely, you know. They're like, you know, if they don't like something, they don't like it.
So after the workshop, Dorman ramped it up.
To make it short, he's a man in the shape of a beast.
This concert was one of several given last week for a total of nearly 7,000 fourth and fifth graders. The symphony's Jane Kenworthy says they chose this age group for a reason.
You know, by the time the kids are in sixth and seventh grade, many of them are already being recruited by gangs. So it's our chance to say something to these young people that there is another way of dealing with conflict.
Dorman's music can be challenging at times for any age, but 11-year-old Caroline Burke Baker got the message.
Parts of it were, like, really, really heavy, and it showed us that sometimes you may, like, fight over something that you shouldn't even be fighting about.
The symphony co-sponsored art and writing contests with a local newspaper and museum, addressing the theme of conflict and resolution. And it held forums like this one at the Mexican Heritage Center in downtown Stockton.
Yeah, it's been a great ride so far, premiering this new piece here with the Stockton Symphony.
After a short presentation by Dorman, audience members talked about what walls they believe need to come down.
They always told us when we were growing up in South Stockton, don't go past north of Harding Way because, you know, that's not where our world is.
High school teacher Consuelo Martinez says one of the highest walls is actually a street. Harding Way runs through the center of town, dividing the impoverished south with the more affluent north.
There's still people afraid to be here tonight because of where we're situated.
The Stockton Symphony offered free tickets to anyone who attended the forums. and composer Avner Dorman hopes young listeners will hear what he has to say.
There's a saying in Hebrew. It says, if you save one soul, it's like you save the entire world. If one child, when they're like 14 or 15, they have the opportunity to join a gang because they fought with someone, and that's their way to get back at them or something like that, and they somehow remember this and decide not to do that, I think we've done something great.
For NPR News, I'm Paul Conley.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.